Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, January 16th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
includes a full and complete ceasefire and the release of a number of hostages held by Hamas.
World awaits ceasefire agreed between Israel and Hamas and Conor McGregor case back before the High Court. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, 32 people have been killed in Israeli attacks on Gaza ahead of the start of a ceasefire. The six-week truce was announced by negotiators last night, but Israel's Prime Minister insists the deal with Hamas is still not complete and the final details are being worked out. It's due to begin on Sunday. Phase one will see Israeli hostages released and Palestinian prisoners set free. Yotam Cohen's brother Nimrod was taken by Hamas 15 months ago. He's worried because he's not expected to be released in the first phase.
Our struggle has changed and has shifted from advocating for a hostage deal to now advocating for a lasting and comprehensive hostage deal that will ensure all the hostages back home.
Outgoing US President Joe Biden has warned America its democracy is under threat. He's used his farewell speech to highlight the achievements of his term in office. Speaking from the White House as he prepares to hand over power to President-elect Donald Trump, Mr. Biden warned the US is facing an oligarchy.
I want to warn the country of some things that give me great concern. And that's the dangerous concentration of power in the hands of a very few ultra-wealthy people. The dangerous consequences if their abuse of power is left unchecked. An oligarchy is taking shape in America that literally threatens our entire democracy.
Reports suggest that while Mr. Biden was making that address, Donald Trump was dining with Elon Musk and the chief executive of Microsoft in Florida. Members of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have been poring over the detail of the programme for government overnight. The party leaders will now focus on getting the deal through each party's membership. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Now that the programme for government has been agreed by the negotiating teams and briefed to both the parliamentary parties of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, the process of ratification gets underway. Fianna Fáil is going to do that through a special ordesh to be held in Dublin on Sunday. Fine Gael, meanwhile, is holding a series of regional briefings for its members at which they will all vote on whether or not to accept it. That starts tomorrow in Dublin and then over the weekend goes to Sligo, Carlow, Navan and Charleville in County Cork. The opposition, meanwhile, has been scathing about the programme for government. The Social Democrats saying there is a mountain to climb if the target of retrofitting 500,000 homes to B2 energy rating is going to be met by 2030. Sinn Féin saying that the programme for government is tired and stale, that it's a copy and paste job from 5 years ago. And then Labour saying this could be one of the most regressive governments that we have had this century with the makeup, including a number of regional TDs who they believe to be climate skeptics.
Three people have been arrested in connection with an assault in Monaghan town, which has left a man fighting for his life. It happened in the Park Road area of Monaghan between 10 and 11 o'clock on Tuesday night. A man in his 40s was initially brought to hospital in Louth, but later transferred to Beaumont in Dublin, where he remains in a critical condition. Two men and a woman were detained by Gardaí yesterday and are being questioned at separate Gardaí stations. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to come forward. The High Court will today hear an application for an injunction to stop Conor McGregor from publishing or sharing CCTV footage of Nikita Hand. The application is being brought by Ms. Hand, who successfully sued the MMA fighter for damages arising from her claim that he raped her in a Dublin hotel. News Talk's courts correspondent Frank Graney has this report, which some listeners may find distressing.
In November, Nikita Hand won her civil legal action against Conor McGregor. After the DPP decided not to pursue a criminal prosecution against the MMA fighter, she sued him for damages and was awarded just under €250,000. During the trial, she gave distressing evidence of how he raped her after pinning her down on a bed in the penthouse suite at the Beacon Hotel. One of the key pieces of evidence presented to the jury was a compilation of CCTV footage from the hotel's underground car park and the hotel lift. The defence highlighted portions of it showing her seemingly kissing McGregor's arm in the lift after she claimed to have been raped by him. Amid concerns that the footage is going to be posted online, Ms. Hand's lawyers will return to the High Court today to apply for a court order preventing its publication.
Ferry services to and from Holyhead Port are expected to start getting back up and running this morning. The Welsh port has been out of action since damage was caused during Storm Dara. Even Aidan Delaney has more.
After more than 6 weeks of delays and disruption, the WB Yeats Irish Ferry ship is scheduled to arrive in Dublin Port from Holyhead this morning. Terminals 3 and 5 at the Welsh port were badly damaged by high winds during Storm Dara in early December, with the latter terminal back operating on a temporary basis. It's expected the reopening will alleviate some of the pressure on hauliers on both sides of the Irish Sea, who've been trying to work around the closure during one of the busiest times of year for transport. The Irish Ferries website is warning passengers their sailings are leaving earlier than normally scheduled and will do so for the next few days. Meanwhile, Stena Line is due to operate as normal, with four sailings travelling from Dublin to Holyhead throughout the day.
And in sport, in soccer, Arsenal are up to second in the Premier League after they came from behind to beat Tottenham 2-1. The win has moved them to within 4 points of leaders Liverpool, while Spurs sit 13th following their fourth loss in 5 games. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta feels his team deserve the victory.
I think we play from the minute one to hurt them with or without the ball. I think we fully deserve to win the game. And I think we made a lot of people very happy, but especially very proud to see a team that behaves in the manner that they have played today again.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.